2015 will be decisive in whether and how Somalia can become a unified, peaceful, and federal state, a UN special envoy said on Wednesday. The Horn of Africa country remains one of the most dangerous places on the globe as it struggles to emerge from over two decades of war. Political infighting could derail the whole process of rebuilding war-torn Somalia, warned Nicholas Kay, the UN special envoy for the country. A crisis erupted in January when a parliamentary vote of no confidence resulted in the political ouster of the former prime minister. The situation delayed key government business for over 3 months and left parliament divided. The federalism process needs to be accelerated, and important decisions on power and resource sharing need to be completed this year, Mr. Kay said.
When I look ahead to 2015, I am both excited and worried. Excited because this year will be decisive in whether and how Somalia can become a unified, peaceful, and federal state. Worried because the challenges and risks are significant. Delays and setbacks will have an even greater impact this year than last.
According to Somalia's representative to the UN, Awale Ali Kulani, there are gains that have been made, but they are fragile. He admitted that political instability has tested the patience of all, but it would be wrong to presume that all progress has been stifled. Mr. Ali Kulani informed the council that Somalia's recently appointed prime minister will present his new cabinet to the parliament for a vote.
Somalia is not alone in facing political instability, but other countries weather political storms because they have robust institutions in place that continue with the business of the government, despite politicians. Somalia does not have this luxury. If our political situation is exposed, then our institutions are also exposed.
Meanwhile, the campaign against al-Shabaab insurgents continues, led by African Union forces, together with the Somali National Army. In 2014, they launched two successful joint offensives, resulting in the recovery of 16 towns from the militants. However, inter-clan disputes are also a threat to peace. Maman Sidiku is the special representative for Somalia of the chairperson of the African Union Commission and head of the African Union Mission in Somalia, AMISOM.
The need, therefore, to support the Somali political and traditional leadership at both the federal and regional levels as the political process enters an even more sensitive stage with the constitution-making process and the elections cannot be overemphasized.
The head of African Union forces concluded that while military operations against al-Shabaab could be completed by the end of this year, he warned that the insurgents will continue to disrupt main supply routes and step up attacks in the sub-region. Mr. Sidiku said that the African Union force and the Somali National Army would respond to this new reality accordingly. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.